from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Venezuela hails election results. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the Constitution was a resounding success. Critics say it could create a permanent dictatorship. At least 10 people died in clashes between the anti-government protesters and police. President Trump is expected to sign into law new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While Washington awaits the president's signature, Russia's promising retaliation if punitive measures are implemented. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Moscow has ordered a reduction of U.S. diplomatic personnel in Russia. The deputy foreign minister says Russia was in contact with people close to President Trump last year, as were many countries, but that nothing improper took place.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should.
Such assertions fall on deaf ears on Capitol Hill. The sanctions also target North Korea after its latest missile launch. Iran is also targeted for non-nuclear activities, including its ballistic missile program and support for international terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. There had been word the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. Now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says their missiles can reach the continental U.S. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. John Kelly, a no-nonsense retired Marine Corps general, was sworn in today as the White House chief of staff, tasked with trying to bring order to Donald Trump's presidency 6 months into his tenure.
We just swore in General Kelly. He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as chief of staff. What he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself.
The early months of Trump's four-year term have been marked by infighting among White House aides, several of whom he has already dismissed for a variety of reasons. Ahead of Kelly taking over as chief of staff, Trump touted some accomplishments that have occurred on his watch.
Well, I think we've done very well. We've done very well. Lots of records created, John. You look at stock markets, the highest it's ever been. Unemployment, lowest in 17 years. Companies are doing tremendously well. Business spirit is the highest it's ever been, according to polls. You look at the polls, the highest it's ever been in the history of these polls. We're doing very well. We have a tremendous base.
But Trump has yet to score a major legislative victory for his populist agenda, with the latest setback last week when the Senate rejected several plans to overhaul the country's health care law. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met with the three presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
And no threat looms larger in the Baltic states than the specter of aggression from your unpredictable neighbor to the east. At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
He was speaking today from Estonia's capital.
The United States of America rejects any attempt to use force, threats, intimidation, or malign influence in the Baltic states or against any of our treaty allies.
The vice president reiterated his pledge support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in the Lower Shabelle region of Somalia by al-Shabaab militants. They claim killing 39 AU soldiers, but military officials say that figure is exaggerated. In the meantime, at least 10 people were killed and 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. An explosion and gunfire rocked the Afghan capital today. Officials say a suicide bomber targeted the Iraqi embassy and gunfire was heard afterward. It was not immediately clear just how many casualties Islamic State has taken responsibility. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.